Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Muller & Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Morning, Philip.
What's Hank? What's
How you
Hank
doing, buddy?
Hey, man, what's going on?
I've been studying hard over the weekend.
Studying the jokes?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Cool.
Yep. Yep. How was your weekend?
It was pretty good.
I hear rumor has it that you mowed.
I did get a little mowing done.
Okay. How'd that go?
Pretty good. I sat back at one point and just looked up at the blue sky and like, man, living the dream. What a day.
Yep.
Both days. It was really kind of hot on Saturday. But
poor June. But poor anyway.
June. Yeah. Well, no, she likes it when I go outside.
Well, I know. I'm sure she does.
Get out from underneath her broom and her mop.
Yeah.
It was cleaning weekend.
Oh.
So I had to stay out of the way.
So if either you were out of the way or help clean.
I hate having to lift up the footrest, you know, and things like that. But that's the way it goes, Hank.
Yeah, I know.
So you and I are going head-to-head in fantasy football.
Yeah, I lost.
Did you lose?
Oh, yeah. My quarterback scored lower than yours did.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's horrible.
Who's your QB?
It'd be Allen.
Josh Allen?
Yeah. Yeah, he did lower than.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I don't even think I broke the 500 point.
Yeah, I didn't do real well.
So you'll end up, you got a two-win streak. You know what? I'm chugging in there. I'm 0-4.
0-4?
Yes.
Wow. I think they should fire the coach.
I know. I'm tired of him, too.
Yeah.
So,
well, I was in a dilemma because I had Dak Prescott and Jordan Love.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people were saying, well, shit, you should have started Love. You know, and, yeah, he had a whole bunch of points. But Prescott plays on Thursday night. Right. I have to make the decision.
You have to make the decision.
And Love's going to be kind of hobbled. I'm like, I don't know. He probably won't do that well.
He had 499 points.
I know. Almost all in the second half.
No. And he would have beat me by himself.
By himself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I started the wrong guy.
And you asked me the other day, Henry, who should I start? What did I tell you?
Jordan Love. But it wasn't a done deal that he was even going to play.
He was going to play.
They didn't release that until Saturday.
I'm still waiting for him to start playing yesterday.
Yeah. But, well, you know, he did all right.
This is what gets me. Nothing against Minnesota. Hey, they have a good team. They're pretty good.
Yep.
They're probably one of the best in the NFL right now. And it's a long season,
right.
But as at this point, they would be my Super Bowl champions, the Minnesota Vikings. They're pretty good. I think they would beat KC.
Yeah, probably would. But we'll see what's happening in December.
Yeah, you know? And that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's the quarter of the season is done.
Yep.
They're 4-0, and they've beat some quality teams.
Yep. No, they look good.
Without question,
no qualms about it.
But on the other hand, you have to play four quarters. There's no reason to come out and say, well, we were sluggish.
Uh-huh.
You get paid millions of dollars not to be sluggish. That's not a reason. That's not an excuse.
That's what I said, too. You come out against your staunchest rivals.
Exactly.
And you're down 28-0 at halftime.
It was absolutely.
Really? And, of course, our kicker. That'll be debated. Again, I argued a couple of years ago when Crosby was up for his last contract. I'm not saying he could come in and kick now, although he'd probably do a better job.
He probably could.
But people are like, you don't pay your kicker that much.
Yeah, you do.
How many games are won and lost by the kicker?
Because that ball, if he would have hit one of those, that whole ball game would have been played different at that point.
It would have.
So
that's the way it goes, Hank.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe you could kick, although, I don't know, with your bad knees.
Maybe I can kick the trash can. That's about it.
Yeah.
I used to kick in high school.
Did you really?
I did.
Yeah.
I was a straight-on kicker. I called it the dinosaur kick.
Uh-huh.
You know, with your front toe.
Oh.
So, not the side.
Dinosaur kick.
That's the old straight-on. The old straight-on, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was called the dinosaur.
Right.
So, and actually, the first 60-yarder in NFL was kicked dinosaur. Did you know that?
Really?
Straight-on, yeah.
Tom Dempsey had the record for years and years and years at 63, I think.
But do you know, you look at it now, a 50-yard field goal is nothing for these kickers.
Exactly. It should be just kind of.
I mean, it's like, hey, that's easier than an extra point.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
oh, well.
But anyway. Hey, I heard that June was complaining to me the other day. Are you in June?
Yeah.
Well.
What was, get your story straight.
Well, I'm trying to find the right joke because she kicks you out all the time.
Yeah. What do you do, Hank?
Well, let me see here.
Even changed the lock on her she shed.
Yeah. She goes, Since the storm started, Phil hasn't stopped looking through the window.
Uh-huh.
And she called and says, you think I should let him in?
Outside looking in there, Hank. What do you do?
You always are, aren't you, my man?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Although the Bears won yesterday, so.
She was in a good mood.
Good mood, yeah.
Well, it was very rare.
She didn't make an apple crisp, though. She didn't.
She didn't?
No, she didn't do that. So maybe tonight, since the Bears won.
Don't hold your breath.
Well.
You haven't finished your shift yet on air, so. my wife and I got stuck in an elevator.
Really?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And when we got home, we told the story to the kids. They just looked at us and said, so did you get out?
Slow.
Yeah, my wife and I looked at each other and made a pact to go ahead and start drinking away their college fund.
Oh, Hank.
Yeah, it's not good.
You know, whatever. Not bad.
Here's a dad's joke for you.
Oh, I like those kind.
Yeah. What is a tree's least favorite month, Phil?
I give up.
Yeah, September.
September?
September, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a dad joke. It was a horrible dad joke.
Oh, boy.
That was sent from Jamie. That was a horrible joke. Horrible joke. And I knew it as soon as I read it.
You know, for my birthday, I got a new alarm clock. Yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't.
It swears instead of beeping. I'm in for a rude awakening.
For the awakening. Well, you used to listen to my voice when you wake up?
Yeah, I do, on the phone. Well, if it's a 3-alarm morning, that's my
I'm
third
I'm trying
alarm.
To get it set where...
That's my third alarm.
You've really got that phone on lockdown where I can't do that anymore.
Right, I do.
Yeah, you do. Hey, there are two reasons why it's so hard to solve a redneck murder, Phil.
Why is that?
You really... One's the DNA. They all match. And there's no dental records.
Oh, that's Hank Bray. More after these words from our sponsor of Chet's Chuckle, Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's Special. Sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Hank, you know, it's not the minutes spent at the dinner table that make you fat.
What is it?
It's the seconds.
It's the seconds, that's for sure.
Could I have more?
Yeah. Hey, I found a new way to remember things, Phil.
How's that?
I just stopped listening.
I thought you wrote everything on your hand, don't you?
No, I can't. No.
Don't you do that?
I can't. Oh. I'm right-handed.
Ba-bum! Not bad, Hank. Not bad. I'm surprised you haven't heard about that bee doctor.
Yeah.
He's getting a lot of buzz.
He's getting a lot of buzz.
Dad jokes.
Boy. Hey, you know, I recently took a survey about what kind of animal that you would be, you know, if you were an animal.
Right.
Yeah. It says I was extinct.
Oh, Hank. Oh, extinct.
So, extinct. Hey, quite often, you know, as we get older, you forget things.
Oh, no.
So the other day, I left the house and I had to go back and get it. I forgot my coffee cup. Well, this morning, when I got to the office, I reached for my wallet and realized I'd forgotten my pants.
Oh, glad you're sitting down, Hank.
Yes. Hey, a teacher asked little Johnny if he knew his numbers. And little Johnny goes, yes, I do. My father taught me. Good. What comes after 3? 4, answered little Johnny. Well, what comes after 7 or 6? Little Johnny goes, 7. That's easy. Very good, the teacher says. Your dad did quite a good job. But what comes after 10? Little Johnny says, a jack.
Oh,
I tell you
what. Taught him with a deck of cards. Yeah. Right.
What do you call a teenage hen that is a big disappointment to her father?
Oh, boy, I should know.
A chicken strip.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Not getting much better, are they?
No, I saw where someone was selling 2 dead canaries on eBay. And, of course, they're not going to cheap. Not going cheap. I messed that up. Yeah. Well, what's your kicker today?
Are you ready for the kicker?
I'm bracing myself.
A man joins a monastery and takes a vow of silence. He can only say two words, Phil, every 10 years. After the first 10 years, the head monk calls him in and asks, "Do you have anything to say?" Mm-hmm. The man replies, "Food bad."
Food bad.
Food bad. That's just two words.
All right.
Okay. Another 10 years goes by, and the head monk asks again, "Do you have anything to say?" "Bed hard." The man responds. So after another 10 years, the monk asks the man and says, the monk asks the man, "Do you have anything else to say?" And he goes, "I quit." The head monk replies, "I'm not surprised. You've been complaining ever since you got here."
Not bad. That ain't bad.
That's a good kicker. Yeah, buddy, I hope you have a great day. Everybody be kind.